maybe you can answer this for them. Why does it look like their kids aren't learning anything? Or why does it seem like their kids aren't learning anything?
Because they're not. It's not a game. It's a rich game. What up, peeps? This is Alyssa, and I'm here with my co-host and faux little bro, Andre.
And welcome to another episode of Teachers Like Us.
Season 3.
Woohoo! Or not so much woohoo, because man.
Oh my goodness. So let's, you know what? Let's start out and just talk about why we've been gone so long and whose fault it is and get that out of the way now. So that way I don't have to hear it through the whole podcast.
Go ahead. Tell the people the truth. Whose fault is it that we're gone?
Okay. So. Originally, we had planned to take a little bit of a break while we got settled back into school. Like, the last episode was in August of 2020.
Yep.
And we thought, okay, we'll just kind of figure out, like, things were picking up. Were things picking up? Oh, no, we were going back to school.
Our, like, quarantine type thing ended, so we were supposed to be going back into the school building. And we were like, okay, we're going to get ourselves together. Get our classes together, and then we'll start recording again. And we had big plans because, we're moving to new classrooms, both of us. So we're going to be side by side. We had because I was going to be a music teacher at the school, there's a recording studio type thing in there that we were going to use. Had all of these plans.
Huge then, plans.
Corona came through and said, none of that.
Yeah, because what happened was anybody who was pregnant was not allowed in the school. This is actually leading up to be a really weird announcement, because I feel like I'm just about to flip the script, because I'm gonna be like, what, you've been pregnant this whole time? Sorry, this is gonna be a huge letdown. No, it's actually really exciting. So Andre was pregnant this whole time.
Well, I wasn't pregnant. None of the carrying. I carry my own belly. That's but yes, my wife was pregnant at the time. So I opted, we had the option to opt to stay home. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to be around Corona Central. So I'll stay home and make sure that my wife is good.
And so I went to school for September. And then we had a reorganization because things just got really hectic, and a lot of parents opted for online learning, and so I opted for online learning as well, and boom, both of us wound up at home once again, which left our schedules really wacky.
And it when you like I think we should actually pause and talk about the fact that when you say there are so many students that went online, it wasn't just that. It was, I don't think our school, entire system in Ontario was prepared for the amount of people that were going to say, hey, my kid is not going into that awful, nasty school building. I'm staying at home. I don't think they were prepared for that, because I remember at one point I'd opted to stay home from a long time ago, and I'm here thinking I'll start school maybe a couple days after everybody else does. And then we just kept getting emails we're not starting school yet. Yeah, too many people are online. We're not going to start school yet. At one point, it was 70,000 students have opted to stay online. What does that mean? So they clearly, there weren't enough teachers for the amount of students that were about to be online. And that's why the option was opened up for teachers that didn't opt to go online. Got that option again. They asked them. It was more a cry of desperation. Please, we need you. Go home.
It was, but I was okay, obviously I cried about it. We all know about my crying situation, but it was a hard decision, because really I wanted to be in the school. I like being around students, but the vibe was so different. Having, kids separated, there was no community. There was no, all of the things I was missing or I love about school were all the things that were missing. And so that was one of the reasons I opted for online learning. But another thing that I wanted to say before we move on is that, yes, even though the schools are a cesspool for germs and stuff. I do want to shout out our custodians, because it's not for lack of trying. Like, it's not that the custodians aren't doing their jobs, because believe me, they are going above and beyond. Like, they literally never stop. All they do is wipe down everything, sanitize everything. Same with teachers. Teachers are like expected to do more than their jobs now, because not only are they expected to teach, but we're sanitizing, you're wearing PPE while you're trying to teach lessons. It's a lot.
My experience, like, I wasn't actually teaching in the building, but I had gone in a couple of times, and just to go into the building it's weird. I was like, this feels like I've walked into like a jail.
Not one single lie.
For anybody that listens, that's because we know we have a mixture of teachers and like parents and all that stuff that listen to us, but if you ever walk into a school, one of the first things you know is whether it's a K-8 school or a middle school or high school, one of the biggest things that you always notice is obviously kids. Like, kids are always in the hallway. Kids, there's usually somebody making noise. Things are going on in the gym. Music's playing in the music room, all that stuff. The couple of times that I went into the school building, there's like nothing going on. It's like dead silence.
Yep.
You walk by classrooms, kids are like sitting in single file rows, staring at their work or staring up at the teacher. Oh. Can't really talk to anybody loud because you don't want to spread germs and stuff like that.
You can't laugh really. Like, you can't, obviously I know some of that has changed now. But like in the beginning, like it was like no singing. Like, music classes weren't allowed to sing because that was spreading like wet air or I don't even know how they put it, but you know, there was no singing allowed in music class, and there's no like, laughing is also one of those things that like spreads, ew, this is gonna make people uncomfortable, spreads moistness through the air.
It's the worst one. Disgusting.
But yeah, you have to understand that like the thing that we love about school is the liveliness of it. We've said this so many times that we are not quiet room teachers. Like, we are not teachers that just have our classes sit silently and work all period. Like, there's always noise coming from our rooms, for better or worse. But that whole, like, the environment has for sure changed. I feel like there's so many things that, like, I always want to preface, because I don't want people to get the wrong impression. Like, I don't want parents to think like, oh, well, great, like, I look awful for sending my kid in. You don't.
There are a couple of reasons
for that. Like,
I was still sending, my daughter was still going to daycare, obviously, because my wife and I are both teaching, so we can't have a 2-year-old running around while we're both teaching. So my daughter was still going to daycare. So you're not a bad person if you sent your kid to school.
Yeah, same. My kids went sporadically before they changed school. So my kids changed schools in December they changed schools, I guess. But before then, they were going in a couple of days a week. So, you know, like, we've all been there. Where'd you go?
I heard. It's funny. I'm here.
Okay. The other thing I will say too is that, I guess if we're gonna like jump into this, parents were given a lot of false information. And not false information from the board or from teachers, but false information from the government that led you to believe that schools were a safe place for your children. And so I think in the beginning, a lot of parents, like those who maybe weren't sure, like they were like, okay, like we have the option to keep them home, but like, you know, the government is saying that schools are really safe and they've taken all of these precautions. So, you know, I feel comfortable about that. I feel like a lot of parents were misled, if not flat out, like kind of lied to. I shouldn't have said kind of, if not flat out lied to, about what precautions we actually could take in schools. So, yeah.
It's not even like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was so frustrating being a teacher, and this whole, like, especially in the beginning, around that September time, or even like mid-August time, where I know that I was watching the news like every day because, you know, Doug Ford was going up to speak at 1:30 or the prime minister was speaking at 2 o'clock. So your eyes are glued to the TV all the time. And to be a teacher and then have the person that is the representative of all of the teachers come up and say things that I know aren't actually happening was so frustrating for me. You hear things like, yeah, we're getting online training. And I was like, where? Because I'm an online teacher and no training has my eyes seen. Like, okay, what do you mean?
So I want to talk about this online training quick because I posted about it. And then I got not a lot of messages. I think I got maybe two or three. But people who were working kind of in that either government space or new people who were working in that government space. So because I always want to make sure that we hit those things that people are going to be like, no, you're wrong. So
yeah,
that the late or earlier, maybe last week, I guess, or maybe a couple of weeks ago, Letch said teachers were provided with full online training, full mandatory online training, blah, blah, blah. And teachers were like, pause. No. Exactly. Here is what we were provided. So I do want to say there was a quote unquote training. I feel like a training is supposed to help you navigate online world. The mandatory training that we received as part of our August professional development went a little something like this. You are now embarking on online learning. Don't embarrass us. So it it literally was like all of these common sense things like make sure you're at your computer on time. Make sure that, you know, your background is free of noise and distraction. Don't have your kids running around. Like, it wasn't a training in the sense of here's Google Classroom. Here's Brightspace. Here's how you navigate these online portals. Here are some online tools that you may want to use for your classroom. It wasn't a setup of the online learning, like management system about how online learning would very much differ from in-person learning. And yes, I get it. They couldn't have known it at that time how it would be different, but there were so many things they could have done to actually prepare teachers that wasn't done. So, or that weren't done. So I will throw that out there, that there was a training, quote unquote, but it wasn't what they're making it seem like. Like, we were provided with all of these tools to set us on the path to success. Also, keep in mind, the government at the time also created a whole new math curriculum. So truthfully, the biggest part of the professional development was learning this new math system. So government, that's all you can give me.
It's as I said before, it's like it's frustrating and ridiculous to put us in that type of situation. And say that, and essentially tell the public, yeah, your kids should be fine because your teachers have, the teachers that are teaching them have been trained. And for me, like I was saying before, for me as a teacher, as an online teacher, I'm sitting here and, you know, haven't even started class yet. Don't know exactly what I'm going to do. Don't know how the kids are going to react to being online. And as I said before, because we're such like lively teachers, we love interacting with our students, love talking with them, seeing them, and for me that's what I like more than actually even teaching quote-unquote curriculum. It's I like the interaction and saying, okay, how can I teach you from the conversations that we're already having. It was really hard to now be in a space where I'm like, even right now in my basement by myself, and then looking at a whole bunch of kids, or not even looking at them because some kids weren't turning on the cameras. I shouldn't even say weren't, because some of them still aren't, or majority of them still aren't turning on their cameras.
I'm teaching robot letters.
Yeah, that's I literally, and I had, what got me, like, I got so, like, sad one day. I don't get, like, Alyssa sad, I don't cry and stuff, but I was like, hey, guys, I had a heart-to-heart moment with my class. I was like, hey, for my mental health, I cannot stare at circles and letters all day. Can you guys please turn on your cameras? And you know what happened? Somebody turned their camera off. I was like, oh, like, I can already only see like four of you, even though I'm teaching 30 of you. I heart on my sleeve and I say, hey, I want to see more people. It'll make me feel better. And one student was like, ah, bun you, Mr. M. Bye.
I'm crying. crying. I've never heard this story before.
I'm so upset. I was like, oh, that's how you guys feel. Okay. Cool.
Here's the joke about the story that you just told is because I had actually heard that story. I was hoping for like one of those like aw moments where like your whole class turns on their camera. You're like, one kid turned their camera off. Rude.
Yeah. Rude. And as much as like we could even sit up here and like complain about the whole situation, it was rough, and it still is rough. It's really challenged me as a teacher overall. Not the material. I can teach online because a lot of the things that I was already doing in class, they were using the same platform. So like using Google Classroom or giving students tools where they're actually going on their own and exploring the internet and things like that and doing their own research. So it's not, that part is not difficult. It's because we don't have that interaction anymore. It's hard for me to, this is going to sound like bad, but it's hard for me to care about these students as much as I did with any of the other classes that I've taught previously.
I think it's honest and and super refreshing. And I think as much as it's kind of hard to say, because in your heart you feel like a bad teacher, quote unquote, I think a lot of teachers are actually feeling that way.
I don't get how anybody cannot sympathize with you, because again, in this pandemic, it's not only the kids that are home. Like, you have parents that are sitting at home beside their kids and are in meetings and taking phone calls and all that stuff. And I know that life is stressful across the board, so it's hard to have the same like gusto that you would have walking into a classroom where you could, you know, if you were having some sort of issue at home, and this is like students and teachers, you're having some sort of issue at home, you know that you can leave that issue at home and you can become like this new person when you step into the classroom. And you can't really do that. So if I'm not having the best of days at home, now I just have to like sit in it. And I feel worse for those students, because we know students that walk into school and have all of this baggage and problems that they're bringing from home, and school becomes like an escape for them, right? So now to now have all of that baggage and then have to sit in that baggage all day and try and learn something on top of it, it's like, it's a recipe for disaster. It's not a good situation for anybody really to be sitting in. And I think that's my main reason as to why like online learning sucks overall. It's the I don't even know what to call it, just the relationship that you get to have being in the school building, being around kids that are your own age, being around like-minded, for the most part, adults. You miss all of that.
Yeah.
And it's like you're in isolate, like you're on an island by yourself and forced to kind of figure things out on your own. And it's not that you can't do it. And it's not that I'm not pushing my kids to try new things and do new things. Like if you follow me on Instagram, for like okay, the past plug. 4 months, I've been turning my kitchen into a science lab and doing science experiments with my kids in my kitchen. And that stuff is cool, but at the same time, it's not the same as you being in my classroom and getting to touch and hold beakers and all of that stuff. It's weird. It's different.
I agree. I don't. I really miss the sense of community. Is what I'm missing most. I feel like there's so much. Like I could tell you about so many kids over the years, because I've had the chance to like form those relationships with them and get to know them and, you know, roast kids. I miss roasting a kid in class. But you can't do that online because you don't know them well enough. Yes, you may have seen them. Hopefully you've seen them over the course of the couple of months, but there's no real kind of outside connection to that. Like, there's no them just popping by your classroom. Like I got a message from one of my grade eights from last year. And she was like, I miss leaving my class to come sit in your class. I miss just coming to sit and chat with you. And I'm like, you know what, kid? Like, I wanted to say back to her, like, you know what? I miss that too. But like, again, highly inappropriate. So I just didn't. But like in my mind, I'm like, kid, you don't know how much I miss having you guys just kind of leave class and sit in my class and then me get in trouble for harboring fugitives. Like, I love it. Like, I feel, I wonder kind of out of this, if we're going to have a little bit more, maybe not leniency, but maybe some understanding now from admin, not our admin, because our admin was actually pretty good at like being like, okay, you've spent your time with Mrs. Gray and Mr. Mattressing, now you have to go. But I know a lot of admin would like be really harsh on kids for, you know, winding up where they weren't supposed to be. And I wonder if we'll see like a little bit more flexibility in that, like, you know what, I understand that this kid may just need this person right now. And allowing that to kind of happen. I don't know.
I would hope so. Like, you have, because right now we don't even know if we're going back into the building in September or not, right? Or by the end of the school year or not. I know there's teaching going on all over the world. So there's people in the States that are back in the classroom. There's some that aren't. So everyone is kind of in different
spots.
Listen.
Okay, America? Why are you guys partying like it's 1999?
Not even that. I was watching football yesterday, so on Sunday, and I'm looking in the crowd. It's a playoff game, and usually, like, you know, playoff football stadium is packed, but, you know, it's Corona time. Stadium's supposed to be empty. No. Hmm? Not in Kansas. Everybody's there. Like, yes, I can tell there's less people, but there's still a lot of people there.
It's like, yeah, just out here, like, living your best, like, nothing is going on life.
And to be honest, I envy them for that.
Mm-hmm. Have you looked at their numbers?
Yeah. Like, the numbers and people dying, all of that is terrifying. But at the same time, just I haven't had freedom like that since, what, February of last year?
March. We went into lockdown in March. And remember the joke of last year? Like, if you go back to season 1 podcast or season 2 podcast when we said, I think it was season 1 podcast when we said peace out.
Yeah, it's the last episode of season 1.
Yeah, when we're like, okay, we're just going to go on this little 2-week break.
Yep.
So naive. Oh gosh, you're so dumb.
They told us, they're like, yeah, you know, take the little March break and a week after that, and then we'll be back. And we're still not back yet.
I'm still in my basement. Oh my gosh. Yeah, like,
it's been wild.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what to say about online learning. Okay. I guess let me ask you a question. Do you feel like anything about online learning has been successful?
Wow. I actually do.
Okay.
No, it literally just came to my mind. One of the greatest things that have come out of online learning is the students getting the opportunity to learn from people outside of the building. We've had so many workshops and what's it called? MS team meetings where students, like, we had our students go get like a Minecraft workshop and learn how to do coding in Minecraft. We've had so many guest speakers come in and presentations, way more than what would have happened if we were in the school building.
Agreed. I think
so.
We need to
that
make
is probably the biggest thing.
Yeah, we need to bring that back with us. Like, when we head back to in-person learning, we need to really start looking at how we bring the community into schools and how students get to learn from people around them. Like, being able to have these presentations has really been fantastic. I love sitting in on them and learning things. Like, we had the Notorious Cree come in, and I thought that was super cool because I've seen him all over TikTok, and I was like, I know him.
He is me. I am him.
So yeah, I thought that was really cool. I loved having that. The kids have been saying, because we did like these little report card learning skill review type things, and like on it asks a question about, you know, what did you really enjoy this year? They loved, obviously, the Minecraft workshop that Andre brought up. And that's been like huge. I've seen that in like every every form. That and for drama, I made them do a podcast, and apparently the podcast has been a hit. And the funny thing is the feedback that I've been, or that I hear, which again, maybe means that I need to figure out how I'm listening to students. Like, I really thought it didn't go well at all, because I felt like all I was hearing was complaining and like, this is so hard, and like, I don't get this, and how do we, and like, just so much complaining. But like, the feedback, funny enough, has been like, we love the podcast assignment. Like, and that's okay. The thing I'm missing. I feel like there's a disconnect. Like, I can't gauge, because I'm not actually seeing them work on it. Like, yeah. I am in a sense, because I put them in breakout rooms and then I'm visiting the breakout rooms. But there's something very different about students working collaboratively, like together in person, where you can see learning happening. I can't, mm-hmm. I can't see that, especially with cameras off.
Yeah. Even last week I'd put my students in breakout rooms and I was like, you know, I'm doing this for you guys. Talk to each other. Mingle. I'll be around and see how the work is going. I walk into some rooms, no one's talking,
right? Silence.
Everyone's camera is off, and I'm like, hey guys, you know, you're in the breakout room to actually work with each other, you know, not just not do your own thing and sit in silence. Or I have students acting like they're in college and just being like, yeah, but forget this class, I'm not staying, and they'll just leave,
right? I want to know how so many students have developed this, like, I'll catch you on the flip side, don't worry, I'll get the work done. Will you though? Because where is the work? Where is
it's like, it's outrageous. Like, it, when we're in the school building, a student would have to, like, you know, sit in class. They might wander or something like that. But you're in class, and if you're not getting your work done, I can catch it and be like, hey, what's going on? And maybe even sit beside you. Or not maybe, but I would sit beside you and help if I could, or get you some help. In this online world, you don't hand anything in. I don't know you.
I was saying that to Nige the other day, that... Or not even the other day, yesterday, because yesterday I was marking and I'm going through report cards and I'm like, I don't know this kid. He's like, what do you mean you don't know this kid? I'm like, listen, they either don't come to class, or they do come to class and their camera's off and they never say anything except maybe here, and probably not. They probably just type here in the chat for attendance. Mm-hmm. They don't hand anything in. When it's like breakout room time, they're silent. Like, I don't know who this child is. Like, what am I supposed
for,
to do?
For me, that hurt. Like, it hurts more for the kids that I know. And like I've said in this podcast before, I try and get to know students outside of the classroom, so I end up coaching a lot. So there's quite a few of the grade sevens that we're teaching now that were on like my volleyball team when they're in grade six last year, or the basketball team or something like that. So it's me seeing those kids and knowing that I have a connection with them, and seeing them be so disconnected. Cause I'm like, okay, I know you're like a lively person that likes to interact with your friends and tell jokes and blah, blah, blah. And you're not doing any of that, or I don't hear your voice at all. And there's still kids in my class who I've never heard speak. We're in what, our fifth month,
right,
of teaching. There's kids that, aside from the picture that comes with their student profile, I have no idea what you look like. I have never heard your voice before.
What do you mean?
And that's sad.
There's one kid in my class, and every time I do attendance, I'm like, I don't know if that's you saying here, because the voice is so deep that, like, I always think to myself, like, is this, who's in this class for you? Like, this could be some random person. And it trips me out every time. Like, I know it's that kid, but again, just not being able to see them is so difficult. And again, parents, this is not a knock on you. We understand that things are going on. Like, and it's, especially for the older ones, it's really their choice as to mm-hmm. whether or not they're going to turn on their camera. I will say, though, coming from a parent perspective of how online schooling is going, so... in December, I mentioned that my kids switched. They are now in the public system, which I love. But with that comes lots of jokes, because they are like fully not involved in this online learning environment. So after I just finished complaining as a teacher that, like, your kids aren't participating. Yeah, neither are mine. And I get it. Like, again, the boys are 4 and 5. They are in kindergarten. How, like, shout out to the kindergarten teachers. How do you do kindergarten online? It's a whole nightmare. Like, these teachers are trying to talk to these kids. My dudes are fighting in the background, like, fully punching each other. I don't, they're like, come back, friends. Come back to the screen. I hear them like, can you show me your work? But, like, here's the hard part about kindergarten and, like, grade one is that it's very tactile and hands-on, right? This is when students are learning to write, and they're learning to pronounce words. And so it's very, like, looking at mouths, correcting speech, when they're writing, correcting, like, their form. And, like, Baby Bear has been holding his pencil all kinds of sideways. So we're constantly trying to correct that for him. But, like, oh, gosh, the attitude we get, like, okay, Baby Bear, switch your pencil. He's like, nah. I'm like, all right, cool. Never mind. Just, you know.
Yeah, there's like so much. There's so much like community building that's supposed to happen in kindergarten and in grade one, where kids are like literally like learning what a friend is. Because before that, all they had was like, you know, cousins and stuff like that. Yep. So to say like, yeah, this person is my friend, and I share with this person, and I play maybe outside only with these four people and stuff like that. So you're missing out on all of that. And to be four, where when I'm home is my playground, and all I do is eat and play and go to sleep, and now you want me to do what? Sit in an uncomfortable chair for 6 hours? Never. It's not happening.
Listen, kindergarten kids are ruthless. Kindergarten kids be out here telling everybody's business. Like, yeah. I sat in on like one class with these guys. Kindergarten kids were like, my daddy, my mom. I'm like, whoa. I looked at the boys. I'm like, yo, zip your lips. Don't you say a thing. But like, these people just be telling everything. And I do want to say that as frustrating as it is for us as parents, it's been interesting to see kind of the different parenting styles, just kind of built out of necessity, right? Like, some parents are working. So, like, again, I wonder to myself all the time, how are my boys supposed to do kindergarten while, like, Nigel and I are working? How does that, how is that actually feasible? Like, they're asking the boys to go into, not into breakout rooms, like, they're physically having to leave the call to go into these two separate sessions. And I'm like, yeah, that's not going to work. Like,
yeah,
you can't do that right now. You could do a breakout room where it just automatically takes them, but like, you can't. What? Like,
and it's like, it's not even kindergarten teachers' fault, because they're trying. They're like, what other things can we do so we're not just all sitting in this big room going crazy, singing songs with each other all day?
Yeah, and that's so what
they're trying new things, but it's hard. And it's like, we teach grade 7, and I can still see that it's difficult for these 12 and 13 year olds to be trying to learn on your own, or you're trying to be a good student. And when you're in school, you could be like, yeah, I want to be good. I want to make my parents proud. But now your parents are literally sitting right beside you.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that I feel like parent perspectives have kind of shifted a bit, because parents are definitely like, I want you to do well. I want you to do all these great things. But like, the other part of them that's sitting right beside their child and trying to get their own work done is like, will you be quiet and not talk while I'm trying to be in my meeting? Like, oh my gosh, I don't even know a better phrase for it. I need to find one that doesn't involve swearing. You are literally pooping where you eat. Like, it just is like everything is in one space and there's no getting away from it. Like, I don't know how to kind of get the kids, like, especially because you mentioned, now our dining room table or our island is where like Sister Bear does her work. So how do you then shut that off? Like, at a certain time you're like, okay, let's change this. Like, it ruins the vibe of your house to have your school really like in the mix of that.
Yeah, or your in general your work environment. I know there's like probably like adults that are feeling the exact same way too, is when is the time that I shut off? Because usually I can say, you know, by 3:30, Bundesjob, I'm logging off. And I'll go walk around the office till 4 o'clock and chat it up, and then I'll go home. Now you're at home, and they said you must be logged on from 9 till 5. And it's okay, like, how do I actually stop working at 5 o'clock and, you know, actually be a parent that cares now? And even the whole idea of, like, you might wanting to be a parent that's involved in what your kids are doing at school. So now your kids finish school at 3, and now that you're done work, now you want to be questioning them and asking them how it's going and blah, blah, blah. And they don't want to do any of that because, again, they've been sitting in front of a screen for 6 hours. They don't care about school. They don't want to talk about school at all. So you have that disconnect happening there as well. Like, I can't, it's, and that's like, online learning is the necessary thing that needs to happen right now so that our kids aren't just, you know, watching Netflix all day while we figure out this, how to navigate through this pandemic.
This Ponderosa.
But, but at the same time, it's hard. Like, what? I feel like there hasn't been enough, like, nobody actually, like, thought about this. Like, how is this actually going to work? They kind of just said go.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the piece that's really missing from, like, that parents don't understand, is that we really have been not hung out to dry, but kind of hung out to dry. Like, they were like, all right, go for it. And we were like, okay. And we are trying our best. We are trying to find creative ways of engaging students. It's hard. It's difficult. We're struggling. Like, flat out, I'm just going to throw that out there. Teachers are struggling. Like, even the ones that look like they have it together, struggling.
It's not even a struggle. Like, I'm having, like, internal conversations. Like, do I actually want to teach anymore?
Right?
Like, is this actually what I want to do for the rest of my life?
Oh, my goodness.
If they tell me, hey, no more school, you're staying here, I'm finding a new job. I'll be an Amazon delivery boy in a heartbeat.
I'm crying. And I honestly am laughing, not because, like, what Andre said was funny, but because there's so much truth to it right now. Like, teaching this way will have you second guessing your whole career choice. Like, this doesn't feel natural. Nothing about this feels good. And you know what? I will say, in the beginning, it was kind of fun to find creative ways to reimagine kind of how we approach education. But in just seeing kind of the output that we're getting back in terms of, you know, student participation or even products. Woo Chile. If you see, oh gosh, I need to compare, like, something a student hands in that was done in class when a teacher is kind of like, you know, there's a threat of a teacher over your shoulder, maybe. And, like, the joke is, I'm never that teacher. I'm not a hoverer.
No.
I don't, like, sit over kids' shoulders. But the product difference between being in school and being online where nobody is watching, oh man, it is heartbreaking.
It's you can actually see that they are missing, like, a friend or somebody to look over this and say, like, hey, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, or just the you know what, maybe it's the healthy competition of it for some students.
For sure.
Like, where you look over and you see someone doing a really good job on their assignment and you're like, oh, like, I think it would be really cool if I tried this. And, like, there's just, there's a different kind of, like, push in person. And again, I don't want to give the impression that, like, Andre and I are super, like, the product is the only thing that matters, because we're, like, far from that.
Very far.
But in this environment, like, there's a difference. There's a difference in kind of the output that we're getting from students. And that's hard. It's hard because, again, their cameras aren't online. Every day I am teaching letters. I'm teaching circles with letters in them. And I feel like no amount of community building and, you know, pleading and, you know, spirit days help those cameras go on. Like,
No.
I feel like we're not like we're running out of ideas, but like we're running out of ideas.
And like my problem is with that too. My problem is, or it's not even a problem. It's like I'm hearing from when you get feedback from parents and from when we have like parent teacher interviews and things like that, kids are like, oh, he tells me all, or the parents are like, yeah, my son or my daughter tells me all the time how much they like being in your class and how much they like having the different teachers teach them, because it's kind of reminds them like they're at school still. And I'm like, that's cool, but I would love if they showed that to me when they're in my class for that hour. I would love that they showed me that they're actually enjoying themselves, because if I don't crack a joke and see like to see someone smile, I would just see straight faces all day.
Right?
And what it reminds me of, for the most part, what it reminds me of is if anyone's that, like, if you can't imagine, like, what this is like, think back to when you're in college and they said, like, yeah, do this course online, it'll be fast. And you're like, oh my gosh, I hate this class. This teacher doesn't talk to me. They have this boring voice that I just have to listen to and read notes and do tests. I can't stand it. That's exactly how your kids feel. No much, like I'm, like you hear me now, I still have all of this energy, and I bring this energy into my online classes, and these kids are still there like, oh, I can't do it, Mr. Matchstick. I know you're trying, but you know, forget this class. Like, my TV is right there. I don't want to listen to you, and I could watch YouTube right now. This is what I should be doing. As I'm sitting on the couch.
Please, that's what many of them are doing. Many a children have unmuted themselves, and I'm like, oh, fancy that show playing in the background. Fancy that game playing in the background. And like, I feel like for me, I will readily admit that my energy is tanked. Like, the lack of feedback is super uninspiring for me. And I find myself like every day just dragging myself to the computer, and I'm like, good morning.
Like, yeah.
And it's hard. Like, even good mornings are hard. Like, you get a couple good mornings. But like, yeah, I think many kids are still rolling out of bed. Getting harder too, because I think sleep patterns have been disrupted, right? Students are now home all the time, so maybe they take a nap midday, maybe they're staying up late and then just trying to make it to class because they know it only takes 1 minute to open your device and log on. And so
that's what I've gotten from the meetings that I've, when I had the parent teacher meetings, a lot of kids are just like, yeah, you know, mister, I'm home. Who's brushing their teeth? class starts at 9. I can get up at 8:57 and just touch my hair and come online. I there's so much times, like the kids that have turned on cameras, when they turn on their camera, they wrap up with their pillow and their blanket. Yeah. Or they're with stuffed animals holding them, and because they just got up. And that's one of the biggest reasons why a lot of kids weren't turning on their cameras, because again, we're teaching grade 7, so they're in that hormonal switch of, ah, who likes me?
Yeah, true.
Even though we're online, I still want to look cute, right? So if I don't look cute, I'm not turning on my camera. No one is seeing this morning face.
You know, the funniest thing was, in the beginning, we had one student in one class. I'll see if you can pick this up. One student in one class who would do the following two things, like, consistently. One would be wrapped up in a blanket in bed or enjoying like a 4-course meal in the camera.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
unmuted.
About.
Unmuted. I'm like, buddy, I'm gonna need you to mute yourself because there's a lot of chewing happening while I'm trying to teach. Like, so like, there are funny stories like that. And again, there are funny moments, but I will say that they are actually, now they're moments instead of having full days where you're like, whoa, this day was full of like excitement. I can't ever say now that like my full day was full of like anything. It's always like, I had this great moment in this one class, and that's what I'm clinging on to continue doing what I do.
For sure.
Because we're looking for like these small nuggets of hope that let us know that what we're doing matters, and it almost kind of feels like it doesn't matter right now. Sorry.
So I guess as like a last question that I'll ask you, for, I guess, for our parents at home, why, maybe you can answer this for them, why does it look like their kids aren't learning anything? Or why does it seem like their kids aren't learning anything?
Because they're not.
You're not supposed to say that.
I will. Okay. I don't know. This is a really tough question. Why does it look like your students aren't learning anything? Because in the traditional sense, they're not. So let's just throw that out there. In your traditional model of education, the way you want to see them learn, the way, you know, many of us teachers have been conditioned to see students learn, they are not. That doesn't mean that they're not acquiring other skills, though. So that's kind of the bright side to this. Students are really learning how to lean into independent work. They're learning how to be resourceful. There are so many times that in class, like, I'll ask a question and then students will look at me with like a blank face. But now they're having to be resourceful in finding solutions because they can't sit there with a blank face or sit there and not answer, because I'm constantly like, hey, Google's at your fingertips right now. Like, find the answer. And so we're teaching students a different set of skills. So what I will say to that is that I think what we need to be looking at right now is updating report cards. We're in the middle of report cards right now. So I think we need to update what we're looking for in students. Like, can your student or can your child find information readily if it isn't directly given to them? Can your child learn how to communicate with their peers in a way that is conducive to online learning? Like, we need to reimagine report cards because they're a mess right now and they don't align with where we are in online teaching. Like, they just, the two documents don't match, or the two worlds don't mesh.
For sure. I think to answer that question, I wholeheartedly agree with you, is that your kids don't look like they're learning because they're not bringing home that, you're not seeing them, like, you know, work on a project at home and then bringing home that A plus to show that they met all the requirements or met all the expectations or something like that. So the kids are really being forced now to actually be an independent learner. Like, what does it mean to actually think to yourself, what do I know about this subject? What do I want to know? How am I going to find the information to answer the questions that I want to answer? That's really what they're doing. But they're doing it by themselves, which can be difficult. And I'm sure if you're a parent at home, you're seeing your child, either they're doing okay or they're really struggling with this because they really need that extra support. And I'm finding also that in looking at the report card, I used to try and teach my students that, you know, hey, everything after the learning skills that are on your report card, none of that stuff matters. So your grade in science, your grade in phys ed, forget that. What actually matters is the learning skills. So those six things that your teachers are giving you those E's and G's and S's and N's for, that's what really matters. And the online world is really showing that, because now it's, because I know that you are literally on Google 24/7 and Google can give you all the answers, and you can, I don't know, you could pay somebody to write a report for you and hand it in, or you have a big brother, a big sister sitting right beside you that can do the work for you and hand it in, that you're, it's just shown even more that the A plus in science doesn't mean anything. It's the E in responsibility. It's the G or S that you're getting in collaboration. It's those skills that we really need to be trying to focus on and help the students develop. And it's really hard to help them develop it in an online world because they're on their own. Before, I think it was hard to help kids develop their learning skills because we have to teach curriculum. We're in the school. We have to get you guys through these different units so that we can report on them by this time. And now with the online world, it's so difficult because I still want to teach you the learning skills, but now you're by yourself.
Yeah.
And now if you don't turn on your camera, now I don't see you. And a lot of my reporting or comments for my learning skills were coming from me watching you and me interacting with you and me seeing you interact with your peers. Mm-hmm. Now we don't get any of that. If you step into a, again, we said it like 3-4 times now, if you step into a breakout room where kids are supposed to be collaborating so that I can assess collaboration and give them a mark on collaboration, and I step into the room and nobody has their cameras on and nobody's talking and nobody is even caring what somebody else has said, or I put you in that room and now you've left because you don't want to be in class anymore. If that, I can't really do anything. So it goes along with what Alyssa was saying, was like the report card now is not matching the online world at all. And at the same time, the online world has shown that that first page of the report card is so important in a child's development. But because we're online, we can't actually mark it properly.
Yep. I think the other thing that students are getting or learning is how to find their voice. Because, again, we're no longer able to look at them and tell they're struggling. They have to actually figure out how to speak up and say, you know, I don't understand this. And mm-hmm. I think that's where you're finding like major discrepancies in children who are sinking versus swimming at this point. Like the students who have learned to advocate for themselves are obviously doing much better than those who maybe have a shyer personality or are afraid to speak up, because then they're not getting the help that they need. And so if there's one thing that you can, you know, help your child cultivate during this time, it's their ability to speak up for themselves, which will serve them well, like in life, right? Like you want to be able to stand up for yourself and ask for help if needed, and tell people that, you know what, this is not working for me. Can we find another way to do this? So, yeah.
I think that's the perfect way to end this episode. Sorry again that we haven't been here, but as you've heard in the last, like, you know, hour, life's been hard.
It's a hard knock life. Yo, I'm gonna have to get like clearance for all these sound bites.
Yeah, you're out here singing like we're getting paid by these people. Stop it. Jay-Z don't know us. Can't be singing his tracks.
You know, that's not Jay-Z's track.
I know.
Give Annie her credit.
But as much as we are still navigating and looking at the ups and downs of this online world, we're gonna again start trying to put content out there so you all are hearing some sort of teacher perspective on the world that your students are living in right now.
Yeah, and I think that's it. Like, we out here.
Yeah, we will catch you guys next time.
Thanks for Peace. listening. Oh wait, follow us on all the things.
on all of the things. We are at Teachers Like Us everywhere. Follow, subscribe, give us 5 stars and comments. Thank you.
All right, peace out. Bye.